This is About a Four, written and read by McKay's Girl, for the prompt, John and Rodney locked in a cell off-world, discussing the reasons they can't be together. Given to me by Rasa. This is a John and Rodney story, and the rating is R. The door to the cell opened, and Shepard was shoved roughly inside, stumbling to the ground. Rodney rushed to his side, crouching down to check for injuries. He looked up, his eyes narrowing as he glared at the guards. "What the hell is wrong with you people?" he snapped. The guards chuckled and slammed the door shut. The clank of metal against metal rang in Rodney's ears. He propped John's head on his leg and whispered, "Colonel, Colonel, wake up." Shepard's eyelids fluttered open. "Heya, Rodney," he drawled, smiling goofily. "What you doing?" "In case you've forgotten, Colonel, I'm sitting here trapped in a dark, dank cell with you." Shepard giggled. Rodney stared, horrified. He noted the fine sheen of sweat on the Colonel's forehead and the dilated eyes. "Oh, my God. Are you high, Shepard? Did they drug you?" "Yeah," Shepard said lazily, rolling to rest his cheek against Rodney's thigh to nuzzle the crease of his groin. "You smell good," he husked. Rodney scrambled backwards, causing Shepard to slip from his lap and smack his head on the cold floor. "Ow," Shepard said, gingerly rubbing the side of his head. "What the hell was that for?" He sat up slowly, supporting himself on the wall. Rodney gaped at Shepard, pointing a finger at him. You are molesting me," he accused, his voice pitching up an octave. "Don't tell me you didn't like it," Shepard replied, flicking his eyes over the hard length of Rodney's cock, outlined against the front of his BDU pants. Rodney felt his face warm, and he knew he was red with embarrassment. "That's entirely beside the point. The point is that you're drugged, straight, and in the U.S. military." "Actually, that's 3 points, Rodney," Shepard said teasingly. "Also, I think the drug is wearing off." Rodney slid back until he was leaning on the wall, carefully leaving about 3 feet between them. He crossed his arms over his chest. "Fine," he huffed. "That still leaves points 2 and 3. Shepard said. "About point 2? "Not so much."
But,
Rodney stuttered, "what about all those alien priestesses and half-extended women?"
"Let's just say I'm about a 4 on the Kinsey scale."
"Huh." Shepard scooted closer to Rodney until he was pressed against him, shoulder to ankle. "So," he said, "want to make out?"
"Has anyone ever told you that you're crazy?" Rodney asked.
"It's been mentioned once or twice."
"What about the military?"
"What about them? I've been flying under the radar my whole career. If I was going to get kicked out of the Air Force, it wouldn't be because I liked getting fucked by guys. Besides," he continued, "we're in another galaxy, on an international expedition being run by a civilian." Rodney had no response. Maybe that was because he was stuck on the fact that Shepard liked being fucked. His brain supplied images of Shepard on his hands and knees, moaning with pleasure while Rodney plowed into him.
"You like being fucked?" he finally squeaked.
"Yep," Shepard said with a smirk. "I prefer to be on the bottom." His hand landed in Rodney's lap, and Shepard squeezed his thigh. Rodney sucked in a ragged breath and looked at Shepard with wild eyes.
"We can't do this here," he hissed.
"Okay," Shepard sighed, sounding disappointed. He leaned over, and Rodney could feel warm, moist breath ghosting along his neck. "But when we get back to Atlantis, I want you to fuck me until I can't walk straight." Rodney swallowed hard. He started before clearing his throat.
"Yeah, okay.
Shepherds. John, Rodney should really think of him as John if they're going to have sex." Smile lit up the room, and he rested his head on Rodney's shoulder.
"Cool,"
he said. The end.